This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Marcus Borg is an author who writes about how the Lord touches people. He said the spiritual journey is about the hatching of the heart. I've never heard anyone use that term before, the hatching of the heart. The opening of the self to the Spirit of God. How does it happen? He asks. Sometimes it just happens. The process by which the heart is open can be gradual or sudden. Some people seem more open to experiences of the Spirit, whether it's because of genetic disposition, personality type, or other reasons. But sometimes, he says, the heart is broken open by experiences of grief or despair. Sometimes it comes out of the blue through a spontaneous experience or dramatic conversion experience. And then listen to this. I've never heard anyone say this before. Sometimes it's simply primarily the result of aging. There's nothing about aging that guarantees spiritual transformation. There are older people with hard hearts and bitter hearts. But aging, he says, if not interfered with, does seem to have a softening effect. I want to take it a step further. How does the hatching of the heart happen when the Spirit of God comes in contact with your heart or my heart? Our heart suddenly is open to the things that were never open to in the past. May I tell you how you know the Lord is working in your life? Is when you start finding yourself thinking about spiritual things that you never thought about before. When you start experiencing things in your spirit that you've never felt before, and you come home from a Sunday service, you know, I'm feeling something I've never felt before. I'm sensing some things I've never thought about before. That's called the Spirit of the living God working upon your heart, or to use Marcus Borg's term, it's the hatching of the heart as the Lord is working in your life. I really believe that's to be true. If I could, I want to back up to the very first verse I read, verse 57 of chapter 9. As they were walking along the road, a man said to him, I will follow you wherever you go. I haven't heard anyone say anything in the commentaries about this. This is strictly my thinking, but I'm intrigued by this phrase, as they were walking along the road. Anything ever happened to you spiritually, just driving in your car? You ever felt the Lord speaking to you about something in your life as you were driving in the car, just along the road, taking a walk down your street? And my answer would be, yeah, many times. I want to suggest to you there are things the Lord does just along the road, just taking a walk in your neighborhood, walking down a trail at a park, that the Lord is open to working in your heart anytime, that it doesn't have to be in the four walls of a building that we call a church. It doesn't have to happen in a Bible study. It doesn't have to happen at a religious gathering. It can happen alongside the road. That's the point of that verse to me. Is here this man has an encounter with Jesus just walking down the road. Maybe he never intended of seeing Jesus, but he did. Maybe you're driving down the road one day and the Lord convicts you about something that's going on in your life, and it's just you and the Lord in the car. That's a spiritual moment. Maybe you're walking down the road and taking a walk down the street and you see something that stirs your heart. I don't know if any of you have ever done this where you've driven through the mountains of out west. Maybe somewhere in the Rockies or in the Appalachian Mountains, and you see a beautiful scene and there's something that stirs within your heart. Pay attention. Pay attention to those things that happen alongside the road in life, in those unguarded moments in life. Well, we'll conclude this message tomorrow on CrossHope. You do know, I hope, that our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.